Hello. Welcome once again to Everyday English. We're going to look at more idioms with put in this program. We'll listen to a dialogue and then go on to consider the examples. Here's the dialogue.
Have you seen this?
What? Management in a sleeve? What could they mean?
Don't ask me. You know how to put two and two together.
Could this be the work of our boys?
Put two and two together. I won't put it past one of them.
Malice. Sheer malice. That's all I can put this down to.
How else can you explain such a headline?
I think our boss has gone all out to help these boys. See what he gets in return for kindness.
That's what comes out of being too kind. Not many MDs can put up with the kinds of pressure applied by the junior staff, you know.
I know, and yet he's ever so patient.
And they take advantage of this. The Secretary General of the Union always puts his best face on when he is before him.
With his usual requests. Tell me, has anything happened recently? You know I've been on leave.
Let me put you in the picture.
Do, please.
There was a meeting of the board last week. I believe our boss clashed with one of the board members.
Oh, that is what the newspaper headline refers to as management in a sleeve. How has that got to do with corruption or impropriety?
Well, they clashed over an appointment he made.
You don't say.
Now, the details have been leaked to the press.
Now, look at some of the sentences. Here's the first one.
What could this mean?
Don't ask me. You know how to put two and two together.
You know how to put two and two together. That is, I expect you to know how to draw conclusions. Just put two and two together, and you'll be able to tell what the whole thing is about. Here's another one. It contains the expression, put past. Not put something past someone. This is an expression we've not met. It always appears in the negative. Not put something past someone. And this means...
suspect that someone is capable of doing something. You won't put the suspicion outside him.
For example...
I would not put this past you.
And this means...
I think you are capable of doing it. It's not beyond you. I shouldn't blame anyone outside you.
Now back to the dialogue.
Could this be the work of one of our boys?
I won't put it past one of them. That is.
I won't put it past one of them. I think one of them is capable of putting about such rumors. I suspect one of them.
I won't put it past one of them.
Now here's another sentence.
But who has been putting about such vicious rumors?
But who has been putting about such vicious rumors? Put about means spread rumors, spread news or information. Here's another example.
Malice. Sheer malice. That's all I can put this down to.
This is an interesting idiom. It is important and worth your knowing. Put something down to. And this means...
that's my only explanation for it. I can only attribute this to malice, nothing else.
Put something down to means explain something by, account for something by. Another sentence, this time containing put up. And put up means
tolerate, bear.
Not many MDs can put up with the kinds of pressure applied by the junior staff, you know.
Not many MDs can tolerate these kinds of pressure, you know, put up with. And now, an illustration of put one's best face on.
The Secretary General of their union puts his best face on when he is before him.
That is, he puts on his best appearance and manners. He behaves well and pleasantly. The last expression we'll consider is put someone in the picture.
Tell me, has anything happened recently? You know I've been on leave.
Let me put you in the picture.
Let me put you in the picture. Let me put you in the picture. Let me brief you. Let me give you the necessary background information. We shall now continue with the dialogue.
There was a meeting of the board last week. I believe our boss clashed with one of the board members.
Oh, that is what the newspaper headline refers to as management in a sleaze? What has that got to do with corruption or impropriety?
Well, they clashed over an appointment he made.
You don't say.
Now, the details have been leaked to the press.
But was it within the MD's power to make the appointment?
Oh, yes. It was a low-level appointment, the sort which doesn't require the board's approval.
Was it advertised internally?
Yes, which was the correct thing to do. Two vacancies had been created as a result of resignations, and three of the boys put in for these junior posts.
And what happened?
Some of the board members supported Mr. Adams against the MD. They demanded an apology from him.
I would have refused.
And he did, of course. He was put out.
And who wouldn't have been?
He told the board he was getting weary of unnecessary interference.
He said this there?
Oh, sure. No mincing of words.
And you say the matter has been settled?
Yes.
Why then this newspaper headline?
A great pity, in a way.
Especially at this time in our history, just when everyone is looking forward to the excitement that comes with gifts, awards, and bonuses.
Yes, when everyone is putting in their best ideas.
Doubtless, it is high time the MD disciplined some of the boys here.
Now, let's examine some phrases and how they are used in the dialogue. The first is put in for, which as explained earlier means apply for a job.
Two vacancies had been created as a result of resignations, and three of the boys put in for these junior posts.
Put in for, that is, three of the boys applied for the posts. Another expression, put out. This has several meanings, some of which we'll consider very briefly. One meaning is exemplified in the dialogue, and that is, make someone angry or disconcert someone. For example,
they demanded an apology from him.
I would have refused.
And he did, of course. He was put out.
He was put out. That is, he was angry. He felt disconcerted.
He was put out.
This expression is usual in the passive when it means get angry. Just to illustrate the usage.
I gather your father was very put out about the matter.
That is, he was very angry about the matter. Note that not only is the expression put out being used here in the passive, more interesting, perhaps, is that although it is a verb, it appears here as an adjective, occurring as it does with the word very. The expression put one's foot in it also occurs in the dialogue.
Just when everyone is keyed up for our anniversary celebrations and everyone is looking forward to the excitement that comes with gifts, awards and bonuses.
Yes, when everyone is putting in their best.
Then some idiot puts his foot in it.
That is, some idiot does something wrong to disrupt the mood. The expression put one's foot in it means
do something wrong at a crucial moment to disrupt the smooth flow or running of something.
We also met the expression put in one's best. This is a different expression. It simply means do one's best.
Yes, just when everyone is putting in their best.
Then some idiot puts his foot in it.
Not only do we put our foot in it, we also put our foot down.
The expression put one's foot down means assert one's authority.
As in this expression.
It's high time the MD put his foot down.
It's high time he asserted his authority. The expression had put to it is one we met towards the end of the dialogue, and it means be in difficulty, have difficulty.
One is hard put to it to explain why the MD tolerates some of the boys here.
And you find it very difficult to explain why the MD tolerates the boys here. Cheers, listeners. That's all for now. Have a good day.